This, people. You ready? Okay. So, we're going to be in three different scriptures, so we're going to pop around. I feel like this week has been really, for me, really cool. I just feel like God's given me some scriptures like throughout the week and stuff that's really come together into a whole, which has been really cool. I'm going to be sharing where I'm at, where I feel like God's challenging me. And it really ties in with stuff that Aaron's talked about and things that we've been processing and sharing about. But hopefully it'll be an encouragement to you. I think it was like Thursday, I got up and I try to read my Bible before I work. Usually like when it's not quarantine life, I go to work at like 7:30. Quarantine life, I'm starting work at like 9 to 10 because I can. But anyway, I trying to read my Bible in the morning, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But I felt like that morning that God told me to go to Habakkuk. Chaitin, tell me how you say it. Historian. Habakkuk or Habakkuk? Ah, dang it, you're not helping. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Okay, that's what I've heard most often. So, we're going to call it Habakkuk, and if you don't like it, it's too bad, because I'm teaching. It's one of the, what they consider one of the minor prophets, and I felt like God was like, read Habakkuk. I was like, why? honestly, the Old Testament's not my go-to, it's not my favorite, and some of these old, these prophets, like, it's dark stuff, it's heavy stuff, and it's like, in Habakkuk, like, God's like, I will destroy your enemies, and then I will bring wrath on your people that are doing bad things, and it's just like all this, like, but at the end is like such a beautiful actual song that Habakkuk writes. And so I want to look at the very end of it. And it's something that you've probably heard before. There's a book called Hinds Feet for High Places. If anybody's ever read that, it's a really old book, really beautiful book. But it comes from the end of this. And so as I'm reading the book, I'm like, okay, God, I don't know what you want for this, but I'm going to keep going. And it took me a few days. I just read like a chapter a day. And I get to the end and I just felt like there was something for me in it. And so I want to read. So Habakkuk, chapter 3, we're going to look at verse 17 through 19. All of chapter 3 is a song. So the whole last chapter is a song from Habakkuk to God. It's a worship song. And so throughout it, he has these places of Selah, which is pause, breathe. And so Aaron's been talking about that, you know, like just that being still. And so like in this psalm, you know, we think of David, we think of the Psalms, but like right here in a minor prophet, Habakkuk wrote a psalm. He was a prophet, but he wrote a song to God. And this is the way it ended. So during this time in the Israelites, like their history, like it was a really dark time. And there was an enemy coming for them. And I'm not a historian. I don't remember that stuff. But God was going to raise up one army to defeat another one of their foes. And like, there's just, anyway, battles and danger, you know, around every turn. And at the end of this, this is what Habakkuk writes, verse 17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the Lord of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. And I've shared this before, but it was another way of like God like bringing back to remembrance of like where true joy needs to come from. And I shared this with some of you guys, and it's just something I continue to tell people because I feel like it's my word for this year for me is joy. And the idea of joy being that my joy is not contingent upon how I physically feel or the circumstances I find myself in, because true joy comes from knowing I belong to Him and that nothing can take that away. Nikki, stop. Stop. and true joy comes from knowing that I belong to Him and that nothing can take that away. And right here in this verse says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. He's where my salvation comes from. Because of Him providing salvation, I'm His. That's true joy. You know? And so it was just this reminder. And then it says, God, the Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet like the deer's. He makes me tread on my high places. Deer and those other animals with those hooves can go into these like rocky places, and often the reason that they go there is also to protect from like you think of like mountain goats, right? They can get on these like high places in these like little crags to protect themselves from predators, right? And also, like, even though it's tough terrain to get there, He helps us get to the top. He helps us get to the peak. And so God not only is the source of our joy because of our salvation in Him, but He's also our strength. And that's one of the things for me, the first 2 months of this, everything going on was rough, you know? I mean, I think for a lot of us, and I've kind of heard people, like, things have shifted, you know, in people's outlooks in some ways, you know? I'm not saying we should be over it, you know? I'm just saying, like, I'm seeing people's perspectives shift. I'm seeing people learn to find joy in things, to see the beauty again, right? But that beginning was hard, and I feel like I just went numb, you know, and I'm very good at getting busy, right? And so I just start doing things and helps me feel productive and all this different stuff. And then when things are not in my control, it stresses me out, right? And so like little things like that, that's just kind of how I work. And so this last week of just this reality and reminder again that like I can't do this in my own strength. I gotta start relying on His strength. I don't know fully how to do that. I'm just being honest. I'm not sure exactly how to do that, but it's something I want to continue to press into, His strength for each day, right? His joy for each day. The reality that I'm His and nothing can take that away. And in the midst of everything going on, that has to be enough. And I talked with my mom today. I went for a walk and wow, I think I walked like 5 miles. We talked for like an hour and a half and I was walking the whole time. So, and I, you know, anyway, so went for a walk and just talked with my mom. And as in the process of talking with her, I was sharing this stuff. I didn't know actually I was teaching today. Aaron had some things, you know, come up. And so he wasn't able to today. And luckily God had brought this message together, which was awesome. So God knew. He brought it together before. And I had rehearsed it on my mother this morning. So as I was sharing with her, I realized like, I want to press into conversations that take me into that deeper place with God, right? I want to press in to being able to focus on Him, because it's so easy. And I realized like a lot of things that like talking with my mom would become, and it's okay to vent, but like that's what I felt like it was most of the time. Things that I was irritated with, things that I was frustrated with. Politicians I was frustrated with, you know, like just what I don't like. And a lot of that's out of my control. And so though it's okay to like talk about it, it's not like we can't have those conversations. I realize like that's what I'm mostly speaking about. That's what's mostly I'm allowing my mind to think about. And so like I started thinking like when I was reading this, like I will rejoice in the Lord. I'll take joy in the God of my salvation. I want to be able to talk about those good things that God has for us with other people that I love, because then it helps keep that at the forefront of my mind, right? Having those conversations are really important. The other night, Joel and I were having dinner, and I just brought it up because I needed it, you know. And I said, "Hey, tonight, question of the day: what's God teaching us? You know, like what are we learning in this season?" Because I needed to process. You know, I needed to focus on what I'm actually hearing. So that takes us to Matthew 4. So if you'll flip to Matthew 4. So I love that God reminded me in a book that I would never actually just go to myself and read, Habakkuk. You know, I can't even pronounce it. Why would I want to, you know, read it? Anyway, all the Bible's good. You know, I'm not saying anything negative. But with that chapter, like he brought me to a verse that reminded me about where my joy comes from, and that's the word he's given me. And so when I went to Matthew, it connects. It's really cool how God connected this. As I was just looking through things and looking at notes and stuff about those verses I was reading in Habakkuk, it took me to Matthew 4. So Matthew 4, I believe it's verse 4. Let me get there. Okay. That's my hope. Yes, it is. Chapter 4, verse 4. I found it. So Jesus is talking to people. And somebody is asking him a question and says, so he said to Jesus, how can you possibly be the Son of God? This is in verse 3. And go hungry. Just order these stones to be turned into loaves of bread. Okay? So it's the enemy. So Satan, a tempter. And this is what Jesus said. He said, the scriptures say, bread alone will not satisfy, but true life is found in every word which constantly goes forth from God's mouth. I'm going to read that again. Bread alone will not satisfy, but true life is found in every word which constantly goes forth from God's mouth. And I love that it took, like, looking in those scriptures took me to that verse because it was like God was speaking to me. And he was saying, I want you to read Habakkuk. And in that brought back that reminder that he's my strength and he is the source of my joy. And then brought me to this verse that says, like, my life, right? Life comes from the every word that he speaks. And I love how it says it. Every word which constantly goes forth from God's mouth. That God is constantly speaking. He's constantly communicating. So then in that, I was like, okay, God, if life is found in the words that you speak, am I listening? Right? Am I actually listening? I think Aaron has he's honed in this skill that he has of being silent before God. I struggle with it. And I'm making that as an excuse. I'm saying I want to learn how to do that more. I do better walking, listening to God, and I've just found that, and so when I go for walks, but when it got into that verse, it was like, okay, if life comes from him, right, and even these words, which were written a long time ago, right, thousands of years ago, God saying, read this, and it comes alive in a new way for me. It's a reminder for what he wants me to walk in and continue to press into, because I haven't been allowing my joy to be from him. You know, that's like, I needed that reminder because I was feeling stressed and overwhelmed by things. And he's like, I am the source of your joy. I am your strength. You've got to be grounded in that. So from there, before that, I was reading Philippians and I wrote down a verse in Philippians that I feel like connects with this as well. Just a thumbs up. Are we tracking? Are you guys okay? Okay. So in Philippians, if you want to like turn there, or just write down the verse or whatever, however you want to do it. Philippians 4, 12 through 13. Here, it just connects to everything that's happening. So Philippians 4, verses 12 through 13. And this is in the Passion Translation. Paul writes, I know what it means to lack. I know what it means to experience overwhelming abundance. For I'm trained in the secret of overcoming all things, whether in fullness or in hunger, and I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. I'm going to read that last part again. I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Right? There are life-giving words in his Bible, in his word, right? There are life-giving words. And in those words, they're still alive and for us today. And so the words that continue to go forth from his mouth are found here, how that he makes them alive for specific moments. I don't know if you've read like a chapter and you like didn't really catch anything. you come back to it another time or another season, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, this is like the coolest chapter. And you know you've read it before, but you've never seen that little gold nugget that you found. You know, like, you didn't find that treasure in it the first time because that's not where you were in your life. But it's like his word is breathing, right? It's alive, and it brings us life when we're willing to stop and actually pay attention to it, to carve out time and read. But then also, that's not the only way that God communicates, you know? So there are times that he communicates to our hearts, to our spirits. There's times that he communicates through other people to us. A dear friend of mine wrote me a message, someone who lives in the UK, and was just checking in on me and asking how I was doing, and just encouraging me, you know, saying like the little actions that you're doing for some of, you know, these young men that you're fathering, you know, and these people like in Uganda and other people in your life, like it matters, you know. And sometimes it's easy to feel like it's not enough, you know. I mean, you know, as a parent, you know, those of you who are parents, like, you know, like sometimes you're like, it's not enough, or you can't like Anna, she can't like be in the UK with her, you know, daughter every moment that something's going wrong. You know, or my mom, you know, you can't be right there with Nathan, you know, and Rachel and everything that's happening there, right? And so sometimes you have this distance that's caused, or you can't fix every problem that your child has and you don't feel like it's enough, right? And so like feeling that sometimes and feeling like, oh my gosh, like I don't know how to, you know, how to do this. And just these beautiful reminders of like, it's enough, you know, God sees it, and it's like, it's a blessing to those that you're fathering, right? And so I needed that in that moment, and God spoke through somebody else to deliver that to me, right? And so I think all of this together is this reminder that God is alive. He is not dormant. His work and his life are not on pause. You know, I feel like that's kind of like how I felt. I don't know if anybody has felt that way. I've just kind of felt like there's like a pause button that was pushed. You know, like, I feel like life's just kind of at this, like, pause. Even though I'm doing stuff and my days are busy, I don't feel like I'm moving forward. You know, like, that, like, I don't feel like things are, like, happening and growing. You know, just like this pause. But it's like, well, wait a minute. God's never paused. Nothing can stop the good that he is doing in this world. Nothing can stop the comfort that he is bringing to people and the tragedies that they're walking through. Nothing can stop God from speaking. Nothing can stop this word from still having life and breathing life into us. And that's the reality. What I am wanting to do in my life is to carve out more moments of paying attention, of listening. And I feel like I'm a broken record because I know I talk about this stuff a lot because God keeps reminding me of the same things, because I say I'm going to do stuff and I do it for a little while and then it falls away. So I'm human, you know, and I figure you guys are human too, so we're going to be human together. And Nikki's not human, but she's a bionic woman, partial human. But we have a lot going on, and I hope it helps you to be like, oh, you know, like, we're just doing the best we can, and we don't have it all figured out. And I haven't gotten to this place where, like, I've been walking with God for, like, as long as I could talk. You know, like, my parents were, like, not drilling in, like, a negative way, but, like, drilling scripture into us, right? Right? Like, we were memorizing scripture when we could start to memorize anything, you know? And, like, I grew up with that. Like, 39 years of, like, doing this is a long time. I don't have it all figured out. I don't, you know? And so, like, I'm here in the mess of, like, how this goes in my mind, hopefully sharing with you to be like, hey, it's okay that you feel a mess in your mind. And it's okay that you, like, had this enlightenment from God and a few months later needed the same enlightenment because somehow it just kind of felt like it drifted away. Has anybody ever felt that? Like, you're like, that was an amazing moment with God. Like, he brought something cool and he's like, oh, here's this cool, like, thing to share with you. And you're like, thank you, God, and I'm going to do something with this. And 6 months later, he reminds you, you're like, what happened? Right? Like, where did it go? And that's human. So why is it that God keeps speaking? Because we keep needing it. right? If he gave it to us once and we were good for the rest of our lives, you know, but it's a relationship. It's a continuous walking with him. And he knows that we are flawed. He knows that we are imperfect, and he loves us just the same. And so these verses were another like reminder for me that it's like God is speaking. And it came to this thing when I was talking to my mom. I'm like, okay, so am I listening? Because that word, like Habakkuk, could have come into my head. And when I read the first chapter, I'm all, I don't like this. You know, I'm like, what am I supposed to learn from this? And I could have stopped. I'm like, I don't have any desire to do this. I'm going to go back to Philippians. I love Philippians. You know, like, I'm going to go back to these like safe places. But there was something really special at the end. It was chaos. Like, we think it's hard now. What the Israelites and what these wars were like back then was utter chaos. Right? At 70 AD, when the temple was destroyed, so this is after like Habakkuk, but like post like Jesus, and when the temple was like finally came down and destroyed, no Christian believer, like, they all fled. So this is right after Jesus, and like the believers all like left. They followed these like things and they left. But other people, they locked themselves into like this temple area, right? And there's verses about that mothers will eat their young. And this is horrific, but like, people were starving to death in there. The Romans had cut them off from anything, and they were slowly dying, and they were starting to turn to cannibalism. There's a historian who was not a believer, not a Christian, Josephus, who wrote about this and wrote about those horrific times. Right? And so back then, like, there are horrific things. Even before Jesus, it was even worse. Like, these battles and these armies that would come through and take them away to another land and make them slaves. And like, one battle, like, would destroy, you know, another like people. It was horrible. And at the end of this, of Habakkuk, he says, "And yet my joy is in your salvation, and my strength is found in you alone." Right? Like, we're going through hard things. The world is going through hard things. I'm not trying to diminish it. I'm not saying like what you're feeling isn't real, like, at all. Like, it is what's for us. I'm not trying to like measure it or anything. I'm just saying, back then, if in the midst of that, Habakkuk can say, "My joy is found in your salvation. Strength comes from you alone," in such a dire place. And that's still for us, because God is still moving now. And the beauty is that we get to be a part of this new covenant in Jesus. It's not about God fighting these crazy battles and like having these armies come in and destroy who's destroying his people. Like, it's not that anymore. That's not what God's doing. We're in Jesus. And the rain is going to come on the just and the unjust. And God is pouring out good things and blessings. And so, anyway, all that to be said, the truths in here are still truths for us today. And sometimes they don't feel like they are, but I'm telling you, his words are alive. And when we take those moments to stop and say, "I'm going to choose in, not because I feel to choose in, I'm going to choose in because I know that there's good in you, God. And I know that you are there for me," right? And so this idea of God speaking, and that life is found in the words that constantly flow from his mouth, he is speaking to all of us now. In this time, in this season, he is communicating. So are we listening? Am I listening? Am I taking the moments to stop my complaining? Am I taking the moments to stop being so busy and just accomplishing? Am I carving out time to just be? Right? And I'm not prescribing for you how many minutes that needs to look. I'm not prescribing what that needs to look like or how often. I'm just saying, what if we pause with not an agenda of what he's to give us, not a list of needs and wants, but just to be? What if being in his presence and recognizing him is enough? Right? What if his presence is enough? What if just saying, "God, I recognize that you're with me, Not because I necessarily feel it. Not because I have these warm fuzzies all over my body. You know, like, not because I have, like, these, like, Holy Spirit goosebumps. But because he is good and he is real. And to accept and say, what if we choose to receive his joy? What if we choose to say, my hope is found in you alone? Right? What if we choose to love people because we're receiving love? Not because we're perfect, but because he is moving and because he is God. You know? And so that's for me what I need to be challenged with. And so I'm saying it to you. And if we meet next time, you are free, or you see me, hey, are you spending time? Have you been silent with God? You know, and when we talk, or, you know, chat here, or you just need to, like, talk or whatever, like, having conversations, there was something really life-giving today talking to my mom. And, like, it was like an hour and a half, and we just talked about what God's saying. Like, basically, she's heard this whole message twice, so, Mom, you're a saint. But like, talking through all of this, right, like, I processing it with her, there was something that brought life because I was declaring truth that God was providing, right? I was grabbing hold of these things. And sometimes we just think in our minds that, like, it's just our imagination. It's just this. You know, like, oh, that's not really where. Like, there is good happening around. And I think for us to be able to stop and say, okay, God, what are you doing? What are you saying? What do you want to speak to me? Where do you want me to read in the Bible? You know, like, he actually cares about that. You know, and so, like, when I sat down, I finished Philippians. I'm like, hey, where do you want me? And I just heard Habakkuk. Okay. I'm just going to start reading it. You know, I don't know where this is going to go. And maybe I wouldn't have found something like that. And maybe it was just in my head. But, like, where it got to, I know it wasn't. Because then it led me to these verses that what he's been communicating over and over again to me this entire year. He just keeps bringing this thing of, like, joy. Joy, right? Rejoicing in my salvation. And a guy that gave us some words had spoken earlier this year that, like, depression is not mine, that I'm going to carry joy. And that was after God had told me that joy was the word for this year for me. You know, like, that word just keeps popping up and popping up over and over again. It's like, I can just say, like, that's just my imagination, but, like, in me humanly right now, joy isn't what's on the forefront of my mind. Right? The last few months, joy has not, like, irritation has been what's on the forefront of my mind. Impatience has been what's been on the forefront of my mind, right? To the place of, like, just so frustrated with, like, policymakers, like, all that stuff. And I'm not going to go into that, but, like, that's what's been on the forefront of my mind. And so me being busy is so I don't have to think about all that stuff. So I haven't been sitting and being like, oh God, your joy, I remember these words. And so when he brings these things, it's like, that's not what I've been thinking of. He's saying, now this is what I want you to think of, not because it's already in my mind. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, I think we disregard our minds, but, like, humanly, the last 2 months has not been joy. That's not been the word that I've been feasting on. And so God, I know he's speaking because he brought these verses and it just keeps lining up with what he's doing. Now, your journey and how he speaks to you might be different, but are we listening? And maybe it's just one little word. God, what do you have for me today? And just pausing and letting him speak. Where do you want me to read today? Cool. And taking a leap of faith instead of saying, oh, that's probably just my mind. I just really like that book. Saying, like, okay, God, I'm going to take a leap of faith and start reading that. I'm going to try it out, you know, not because I love that book, you know. Anyway, this is the mess in my mind. I'm just verbally processing because that's how I do. So God has something for us, truly. I really do believe that. And Chayton's mom just the other day messaged me and had a word for our community. And before I share that word, I want to be able to just pray through it and process it a little bit before I just kind of, like, put it out there. There's something really special in it for us. And so I, I think by next Sunday, it's not like I'm trying to keep it secret, but I want to pray into it a little bit. I want to understand it a little bit more fully instead of just releasing, you know, this word. And it's something for us for the end of this month. And so I think it's going to be something really cool for us. But I want to be able to pray into it and just think about it a little bit more before I throw that out there. But she just out of the blue messaged me. You know, Chayton's like, hey, can my mom have your number? Okay. You know, and I've met his mom. But I was like, okay. And it was just there's something really cool in that. And I do believe that if we are willing to take little steps, that there is more that comes along with that. When God's like, oh, you listened to this and you said yes to that, now I know you're listening. You know, like there's just more that can happen when we're communicating and listening. And this is not a judgment on any of us, because let me tell you, I have not been carving out time. I have not been sitting and listening. And yet in the midst of all that, there's somehow that he keeps breaking through that. Like, he's super persistent, you know? But it's not because of any, like, glorious things that I've been doing, let me tell you. But anyway, I want to pray for this for us, and then I just want to open that up, and maybe there's some other things that God's, like, been speaking to your heart. Maybe there's something that, like, just a word that keeps coming up that you're like, okay, that's not how I'm feeling, but I feel like that's where he's leading me. You know, maybe there's a verse that's really stuck out. Maybe there's a message that you've heard. Maybe there's something that you've seen in nature. But I want to open it up for ways that maybe God's, not maybe, ways that you have seen God communicating, be it however small it feels to you, anything that he says is significant. So God, I thank you that you are a God of here and now. That yes, you are a God of the past, the present, and the future. God, I thank you that you are speaking to all of us, that life comes from the words that constantly flow from your mouth. God, that your word is alive, the written word is alive, but also your Holy Spirit is continuing to communicate with us. And God, I just pray that you would awaken us. God, I ask that in this season, regardless of what's happening in the world, God, or in spite of what's happening in the world, Lord, because it is happening, God, that we would be able to become more and more alive in you. God, that we would hear you, that we would pause, that we would listen. God, that we would be bold enough to speak what you're saying. God, that we would take little chances and we'd say, I don't know what this is. Maybe? I don't know what this is, but I'm going to try. God, that we would have strength enough to say yes, even when it doesn't make sense in our minds. Because God, you do, like, you offend reason at times. At other times, there is a lot of reason to what you speak, but sometimes you offend reason. You offend our minds. Things don't make sense how it all comes together. And Lord God, you communicate right to our hearts. But at the same time, God, you don't just ignore our minds. You communicate to that part of us too. You communicate to us as whole beings. And God, I thank you that you are so patient with us, that in the midst of everything that's going on, in the midst of the mess in my brain, the mess in our lives, people that I know who are losing, have lost loved ones, God, like there's a lot going on, and you are God and you sit on the throne and I am not. And I thank you that you are God. And I love you. And I pray, God, that you would continue. I just speak it out. Continue to move across this earth. Flow like only you can. Hope and peace and love and joy. I declare that over this planet. Faith, rise up. And I just pray for your kingdom to come, your will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. That people would see the miracles that you're doing in this time, in this place, in this world, here, now. It's not all about what's happened in the past that you've done, but what you are doing and will continue to do, because that's how good you are. Would we recognize it? Would we see it? God, would we pause and listen? Now, thank you for everybody here. Thank you for people being willing to, this is a yes, God, carving out time out of their day to just say, I need something. I need connection. And God, we know that you have shown up, that you are here, and that you are good, and you are beautiful. And you take our ashes and you make it into something beautiful. Thank you that you are not on pause. Thank you that you're not dormant. Thank you that you haven't left or gone away, that you are moving, you're active, you're alive, and you are powerful. And even when we don't understand, God, we come to you and we say, you're it. You're it, God. We need you. Amen.